Hello and welcome to the broadcast with Amanda, Shandy, and Colleen. My name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
Welcome to the show, everybody. This is our July patron bonus show. And boy, do we have some clips for you.
Oh boy, I'm excited.
All right.
So, okay, when I originally pulled these clips, I had about 13 minutes of clips.
It's a lot of clips.
Well, 4 minutes and 25 seconds of it was geocache stuff.
That sounds about right.
Which I think it was like four separate clips from over the last, you know, three or four episodes that we had.
Yeah, tracks so far.
Yep. Uh-huh. And I didn't end up using any of these because I was like, nope, still boring to people that aren't me and Shandy.
Okay.
And
oh, I don't find it that boring.
Another 4 minutes of it was actually Superstore talk. It was like 3.5 minutes was all when Shandy and I were talking about Superstore.
Yeah.
So also that I deemed kind of still spoilery. So
okay,
I didn't really include any of that, but I chuckled to myself the four times I listened to be like, are any of these really good? Because I was like, does not compute. I'm so tired right now. But it was really funny. One of them included the Amy Tate gag, and you were like, which gag is it? And I was like, ah, ha, 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 that's so funny. What kind of gagging? That was the whole clip. And then all the geocache stuff was just, Shandy, did you ever find that one? I know that you don't know which one I'm talking about, but it was the one from the clip and it was at a house of some sort and you looked for it for a while and it was like a camo. No,
I actually haven't been for a while. And I still have that token that I found in my purse because I haven't been out. And so I haven't found a new one. So I haven't found one to put it in. But here's my plan. I'm going to take it with me to Montana. So I really will help it, you know.
Travel. Oh,
like, travel. Oh, that's a great idea.
Literally.
That's awesome because I also found my first travel bug on Sunday. I did, and it's an Italian geocaching coin that apparently originated in Quebec, of all places. It's been around since November 29th, 2007 was the date. That to which I turned to Jay and I was like, oh my God, we were in an Outback on July 29th, 2007, the day that this started moving.
That's insane. That is a superpower.
We were at an Outback.
Like in an Outback steakhouse?
In an Outback steakhouse.
Like a Sandra style?
Do you remember what you ordered? I hope it was an Awesome Blossom.
Oh, no. We are big Aussie cheese fries.
Ah.
And at the time, we were still doing margaritas, but then we switched. At some point, because, you know, we got to a place in our life where we were like, it's not worth the calories for these shitty, like, you know, restaurant margaritas, because you just have to order like the extra shot of tequila anyway in order to get it to like even taste like tequila, not even to get a buzz. So anyway, whatever. Haven't ordered a restaurant tequila since Fred's closed in San Diego a couple of years ago. Oh, rest in peace. Fred's was the best. Nobody listening to this probably remembers Fred's except for, I don't know. Anyway, neither here nor there. But I found my first coin and it was placed on a day that Jay and I were in a Outback Steakhouse in Pembroke, North Carolina. And anyway, neither here nor there. But I have to place it someplace, and I'm going to New York this weekend for my niece's birthday, and I'm going to place it. I've already looked. The geocache is near my sister's house because she lives by like a public park, and I looked for ones that, you know, were bigger than micro size, so I could also put the coin in and help it travel further.
Very cool.
Yeah, oh, I very love excited. This.
I like it, guys. Yeah. I like that.
Super fun. Okay, that said, let's get started with the clips so we can finish recording this and then I can go back to finishing the bloopers, which I have spent way too much time on and I am way overstressed out about finishing them than I should be. I know.
But they're going to be so good.
I don't know. I don't know. Part of the stress is I don't know how good they're going to be.
You know what? If they're shitty bloopers, then we'll have better bloopers next time.
We'll have better bloopers next time. All right.
We'll make bigger fuck-ups. Next time
we'll be funnier. Yeah. We'll be weirder.
And again, just to put this into context, we had like 15 minutes of bloopers when we started this. Now there's only 4.5 minutes, and that's because I cut out all the Superstore and Geocache talk. Okay. This first one is called Wrong Outline. I wonder if you can figure out what it's about. Okay. All right. We're back. Oh, hi. Actually, I realized that I have the outline for Brother the Lies and not... More points.
We can do that again.
No.
So much fun. Let's do it a second time.
Okay. That was more of a blooper outline, but it was still there. So.
Got the wrong one up.
I had the wrong one up. It does. Yep. It does. Sometimes you just, you know, you grab blindly in the dark. They all look the same. And
grab it what's there and.
Yeah.
Well, when you're this is what I've learned over the past couple of months. When you're doing two at the same time, it's a little bit more tiring. It's fun, but sometimes you do get the wrong one up.
Yep. This is truth. Truth.
It's the truth.
Anyway, moving on. This next one is called the Cooter Doctor.
Oh, this is going to be great.
Oh, and Rob just sent us something.
I know. Don't look at it because I was going to pull it up at the end and be like, I'm trying to redeem myself.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. But I mean, you could also.
I got it up and then I got it right back down.
Okay. Yep. But I mean, you could pull it up later, but don't. Yes. No, no. I saw it when Amanda was plugging in and I was like, okay, I can redeem myself.
Yeah.
I hope.
You
had what my, because that same day, my coworker, okay, I have no fucking clue how that was wrong. Wait, that clip wasn't done yet. Sorry, just kidding. Oh, there's still another 30 seconds of the clip.
It made me laugh, though, because when that clip started, we made a joke about you know, pulling it up. And I was like, oh, we just made like 5 jokes about pulling up the wrong one. Apparently, we really like that joke.
Yeah, apparently.
It's a joke that never gets old.
It does not. It does not.
Always funny. Poop and fart jokes and getting it up jokes. Always funny.
Always funny. But yeah, let's get to the Cooter Doctor of it all, because that's coming at some point, I swear. I wouldn't have named it that if it wasn't. Parker also had the same doctor's appointment, and she told us, I'm not going to be in until 10 because I'm going to the Cooter Doctor to go. She's 65.
Oh, I wish I had known that. I would have totally. I can't start calling it the Cooter Doctor.
Isn't that really funny when you think about it?
That's great.
Think about a 65-year-old Southern woman saying it. It's really funny. I was even like, have fun at the Cooter Doctor.
Yep. Oh my God. That's so good. That's so good.
Anyway. So, anyway. There you go. Not as funny as promised, but. That said, as you can see, it didn't quite make it on air because I was talking about somebody going to the gyno without their permission. So I thought perhaps I shouldn't share it.
With the wider world.
With the people that aren't paying to hear it. Right.
The patrons are practically family, so
it's yes, fine. They can hear about the Cooter Doctor. Yeah.
This is like our worldwide web dinner table, so it's cool. Anyway, I'm sorry. What were you guys going to say?
No, nothing. Just what happens in this podcast stays in this podcast.
Truth.
Cooter Doctors included.
Cooter Doctors included. The next clip is called July 12th is hashtag Team Universe. And in case you couldn't guess, it involves Amanda's birthday.
Hooray!
Hooray! And I think that this was cut out just because the whole segment was long in general. And I thought, I could play it next week in the bloopers, and I did, or in the this part, this show, whatever the fuck is called, and again I did. So here we go. Wait, what are you flying back for?
Daniel's brother is. They're doing like was a surprise birthday weekend for him in Atlanta. So it's like we're going, and like a bunch of their friends from like medical school and life are all convening in Atlanta. We're gonna just. Do fun stuff.
That's awesome.
So their family like only associates with people who were born on July 12th.
It is pretty funny. I think everyone got a good kick when they realized when my birthday was too.
I feel like that's a sign. That's like hashtag Team Universe, right?
Right. And I think And maybe his family's a little biased, but I think the general consensus is being in a couple and having the same birthday is weirder than being siblings and having the same birthday. But I think they're just biased because that's what they know.
Yeah. True. I mean, I was surprised when I first learned that you guys had the same birthday. Like, what are the odds? But yeah. I don't know that sibling thing 5 years apart, that blows my mind.
Yeah. You're not the first. You are actually, I know three different couples who have the same birthday.
Oh, wow. I don't know any.
Chip and Sarah.
Oh, wow. I know one. Actually, I did know that. I'm sorry, Chip and Sarah. I did know you guys had the same birthday.
They have the same birthday. You and Daniel have the same birthday. And my favorite teacher from high school and his wife have the same birthday.
Wow. See,
it's not that weird.
Yeah.
It's totally fine.
Woo. So exciting.
Still just as crazy.
Still yep. just as crazy.
It is.
It will never not be crazy.
Yep.
It actually
is my existence now. I've made peace with it.
Well, it's cool. I think it's amazing.
I don't ever have to worry about remembering his birthday. So no there's way. Kind of the positive in that. I'm really terrible at remembering dates. I'm like the anti-Colleen in that way. So it really does make it easier that I don't have to remember another date. It's like our That's birthday fair. Anniversary. I've got it. It's just two dates. Nice. And one of them is already a date I'm very acutely familiar with.
Now you just need to like have all of your children on July 12th.
Challenge accepted.
Challenge accepted. Give me 3 months to start prepping.
All right, perfect.
Oh, I'm sure somebody out there is like, it doesn't work like that.
That would be amazing.
I'll show them. I'll show them.
Yeah. It was just like, watch me. You're going to hear me roar.
Oh, man.
All right. The next clip is called, how many vibrators with a really long name are there? As you can see, I got real creative this month. I swear I'll do better next month. I double the length of clips, but I kind of, you know, shit the bed on the names. So
that's all right. They're clear, concise. They're to the point.
Yeah, I love the expression shit the bed.
Yeah, I know.
It's so gross, but so good.
You know, it's so gross and so good until, you know, I literally actually the last few days have dealt with shit the bed. Because Alex has a stomach... Alex has a stomach bug, and I have washed his sheets for poop after every time he slept, nap and sleep. Yeah, it hasn't been great.
Poor guy.
It hasn't been great.
For everybody involved.
It hasn't been great. I thought that I smelled like poop when I went to work this morning, and I was like, how still? Again, not great. All right, moving on. Vibrators. Woo, word. And this was Tracy's dog, clitoral sucking vibrator, G-spot, clit, dildo, vibrators. It was like this is the SEO keyword vibrator is essentially what I'm going to call it. Is this the same one that we did because I see purple.
It looks like it, just like from the picture.
It looks like it, but I haven't like verified it in a little while, so...
Yeah. I mean, how many vibrators with a really long name are there?
Right. There can't be that many.
I think there's a lot. you gotta distinguish yourself somehow, right?
Yeah. True.
I think that's the end of it. So, upon further research, that actually was the same one.
Oh, nice. Good.
I looked it up when I was editing that. And then I was like, oh, we were so wrong that I can't keep it in because surely somebody else is going to look it up and be like, these dummies. They didn't even recognize the vibrator that they linked to in their show for months.
You know what? We do a lot of shows. We talk about a lot of things. We can't be responsible for remembering everything.
We talked about multiple vibrators, guys.
True.
It's true.
Yeah. So anyway.
Guys, we're just human.
We're just human. Good point. Good point. And then to finish us up, we've got another clip called Brooklyn in the Background. And honestly, I'm not even entirely sure that we finished this previous clip, so we'll find out. This is like half-assing to the max this month.
Hey, you're getting the real stuff here.
This entire show is one big bonus clip.
Yep.
I looked in them, in each tube, to see if there was something hanging out of them. Hanging out of them.
There was Brooklyn in the background. Let's try it again.
Yeah. I'm telling you. Summertime, man. All the fires.
All the barbecues.
I believe there's nothing like summertime in the city.
Yeah. Someone looking hot and someone looking pretty.
Yes! I was hoping you would pick up on
it. Yeah, you got it. I got you.
Clearly that clip was just put in here so that way we could make another Hamilton reference on air.
I went back to reading the Hamilton biography.
Oh, did you finish?
No. Definitely not. I feel like I still have another 100 pages. And it's slow going. I feel like I can get about a page and a half a night before I just like need to sleep.
I have confidence in you.
Yeah. This time next year. We'll try again. Maybe.
Okay, fantastic. If you could maybe finish it on July 12th next year.
I'll do my best.
Okay. Then we'll always remember the date that you finally finished Hamilton.
It's been a 3-year odyssey with this book.
You started reading that book during our first season, dude.
Yeah, I know. It's a big book. I don't know if anyone has actually seen it. It's a doorstop.
I have seen it. It's sitting in this room somewhere.
I know, because someone was able to actually finish it.
Yeah, well, he was unemployed for 6 months, so
yeah.
There was that.
A lot of book.
Yeah, it's a lot of books. Speaking of books, let's do these questions. Let's bang these questions out real quick, and then we'll all go back to the things that we were doing, like eating dinner, and in my case, the gazillion-year-long blooper editing. Pick a number, any number.
Oh, sorry. 987.
Okay. 987. This one's stupid. Would you...
982.
Well, I was just going to... Okay. Would you rather nibble on fresh mozzarella or Parmesan cheese?
Parmesan. Fresh mozzarella.
Clearly, mozzarella is the way to go, right?
Oh, yeah. Summertime. It's all Parmesan. I want. Like, fresh mozzarella with like basil and tomato. That's all I want all summer long. Well,
no, but see, that's the problem is that you have to have it with other things because it doesn't actually have any taste. So if you have it by itself, then...
No, I would eat it by itself. That's the best part of it.
Wait, mozzarella?
I just have the tomato there because I feel bad just eating a whole bowl of cheese, which I would do, but I feel like society would judge me.
No, I'm pretty sure that there are support groups for that you wouldn't be judged.
Oh, so good.
Question, are you talking mozzarella that has no taste? Because I still pop, I don't know if you've paid attention, but I tend to pop mozzarella balls into my mouth on the regular, so.
Oh, so good.
I mean, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. I'm just saying, like, as a cheese, it doesn't have very much taste, which is why you combine it with other delicious things.
Oh, no, I don't know. I love the taste on its own.
Yeah, I think you haven't had a good fresh mozzarella.
She's not Italian, that's why.
Yeah, I still have dreams.
It's
about
not in her DNA, like it's in ours.
That Allison had at her wedding.
Oh, yeah, that was pretty good cheese.
Yeah, that's how much I love mozzarella. I still dream about it.
Wow.
Oh, it's so good. Like eating a delicious cheesy cloud.
I did make the decision to stop buying the mozzarella balls, though, because I've gained like 4 pounds, and I'm pretty sure it's the cheese.
Yeah, fresh mozzarella doesn't have a ton of calories. It's mostly water.
It's not fresh, though. It's Costco-style balls.
Okay.
Right, but it's like, mostly water, a.k.a. mostly no water. Taste.
No, that's not true.
It's a bad thing that it doesn't have taste. I guess I'm more like, partial to...
I mean my raclette! Cheese. I need my raclette!
Well, raclette I can only eat like with raclette because I wouldn't eat that cheese by itself. It's not that great, but but it has to be heated. Yeah, but like more stinky type cheese,
right?
Like,
no, raclette,
strong flavors.
You can't do raclette cold.
No,
you got to do it with the thingy. Otherwise, it's just
right.
It's not great.
Okay, next question: would you ever allow yourself to be auctioned off for a good cause or charity?
Well, it depends on what I would be doing,
right?
Well, I would assume that it would be one of those, like, you know, lunch dates or something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think it would be, like, auction off for sex. These books are happy and cheery. I don't see them taking that dark of a turn. There are no caveats, though. So I guess you can make your own rules, as we've established.
Right. Mm-hmm. Like, am I getting, like, auctioned off to go, like, clean somebody's gutter?
No, but it's funny that you should say that, because we've been talking about The Leftovers season one in the patrons group, or maybe the regular regular Jay and Jack group. And cleaning the gutters was actually a euphemism for sex.
Oh. Huh.
Well, on the podcast, so Leftovers, the first season before Mike was on, was just Jay and Jack, and Mr. Jennifer Aniston, big dick dude. What's his name?
Thoreau.
Thank you.
Justin Thoreau.
His character, Kevin, has some great moments, memorable moments. One is, you know, when his, like, dick is flopping around in sweatpants, which everybody noticed. But that's not the one I'm talking about. I'm talking about when everybody, like, disappeared. And, you know, throughout the first season, they share where they were. And he says, I was cleaning the gutters, but his mind flashes back to him, like, having an affair, and he's, like, fucking somebody else. So, like, the Jay and Jack inside joke of that was cleaning the gutters, a.k.a. banging it out. It was that and Fuck You, Lori. That was another great one. Fuck you, Lori! Okay. And this stream of consciousness for the long-time listeners who go back 4 years ago to season one of The Leftovers and the best line on television ever. Fuck you, Lori. Best deliver, at least. All right. Next question. What were we talking about again?
Her delicious fresh mozzarella.
Yeah. That's right. I'm in 800s. I need to be in 900s. My bad. Oh, gosh. Okay. Argue or agree?
Agree.
Yeah.
But what if it's... But it depends on the subject, right?
I suppose so. But I feel like I hate arguing for the sake of arguing.
But what if you're not? What if you're arguing with somebody that, like, no, go back to your country is racist?
Right. Well, and to be clear, I would much rather, like, have a discussion and a dialogue as opposed to argue with someone.
All right. That's fair. That's a very intelligent, intellectual way of thinking about it. Speaking of, question 992 is conservative or liberal?
I think it's very clear what we all are here.
Libertarians.
Obviously conservative.
That's really funny.
I went to libertarians.
Huh. Right.
Domino's or Pizza Hut?
Ugh, neither.
Neither?
Gross. Pizza Hut, stuffed crust, man.
What an offensive question. Yeah.
Stuffed crust all the way. Hey, would you rather star in the musical Grease or Wicked?
Wicked.
I love Grease. I was in that in high school, and it was so much fun.
That's cool they let you do it in high school. I hear the stage show is much more suggestive than the movie.
Yeah, but we cut. I'm pretty sure we probably cut some things out.
Makes sense.
But the stage show has better music.
It's always the case. It's like the book versus the movie.
Yeah, like the
stage show versus the movie is the stage show is always better.
Yeah, like in the movie they have the I got chills. They're multiplying. Right, that's the one that they close out on.
Yeah,
And in the stage show they have a much more like. Fits into theme with the rest of the music. Like this song's like, I'm all shook up a willow. Anyway, it's fun. I like it. I like it better than the other one. But I think you're right. Wicked, I probably would prefer, but I would prefer to watch Wicked more than I think be. I'd prefer to watch Wicked over Grease, but I think I might prefer to be in Grease because there's a lot of like singing and dancing and stuff and just like, personal preference.
I respect that. Yeah. I like that logic.
Yeah. And then one more. Ooh, okay, here's one for discussion. Should graduating high school be mandatory?
Interesting.
High school.
I mean, it should be mandatory. Well, don't we require people to attend school until age 16? That does seem odd. It should be, I think it should be 18 or high school graduation, whichever comes first.
Oh,
because it does seem weird to only require people attend schooling until age 16 and then they can just opt out. Like that seems like a bit short-sighted. They're not even adults yet. How can they decide if they should know basic things or not?
I'm guessing that law probably goes back to the days where we needed people to like help out on the farm and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but then when you figure if you go back that far, it's like kids weren't even making it to 16.
Yeah.
My grandma stopped going to school at the ripe young age of 14.
Wow.
To work on the farm. Also, mm-hmm. she was a girl, so I'm sure whatever, nobody noticed.
Right. They were like,
right.
And went on to work minimum wage jobs for the rest of her life.
Yeah.
Yep. Nothing wrong with minimum wage, but when you're like 70 and still have to work at like McDonald's, it's kind of sucks.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, I honestly kind of think that it should be mandatory, and that's just because you should be go through the curriculum of just basic learning. I think that we have seen the war on education in this country from, mm-hmm. I realize that no amount of, I don't know, in a perfect world, everyone would have equal access to education, but we don't have a perfect world.
I mean, it should be like a fundamental right.
Right. And in a perfect world, making it mandatory would help, but given the actual world we live in, I don't know if making it mandatory would solve any problems or just create new ones.
Right. And I'm sure that, yeah, somebody out there is telling me I'm wrong. So anyway, I think that about does it for me this week, this month rather. I've got to get back. I've got a date with some bloopers. And to be honest, I don't know which is coming out first, this show or that show. I'm hoping that show. Happy July, everybody. This is our summer vacation podcast.
Yay!
Hooray!
Hooray! All right. Cool. Guys, bye. My name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
See ya. Peace.
See you later.
Bye. Ha ha ha.